Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flake here. One of America's most controversial figures, O.J. Simpson, has succumbed to prostate cancer. His family confirming he's passed away aged 76, surrounded by loved ones. O.J. made his name as an NFL star turned Hollywood actor. He'd later be cleared of killing his ex-wife and her friend in what was dubbed the trial of the century. More flood supports have been issued for the Hunter following wild weather earlier this month. State and federal disaster assistance will now be offered to the Dungog, Lake Macquarie, Maitland and Central Coast LGAs. They include support payments, grants and other assistance. The state government continues to cut through housing red tape around local train stations. It's added Cockle Creek and Cardiff to its growing list. Rules will be relaxed across close to 40 suburbs, allowing six-storey residential towers to be built within half a K of stations. And Steamfest rolls back into Maitland this weekend. Tens of thousands are expected with five vintage trains, including two steam-powered locomotives on show. Council's Adam Franks says the best part is you don't have to just watch them roll into station.
People can come along and actually jump on one of the steam trains or one of the heritage diesel trains for a journey to a range of locations in the Hunter Valley.
A heads up, a 40k zone will be in effect around the event area, which takes in Maitland Station, and traffic on the New England Highway is expected to be heavy. A heartbreaking loss for the Knights, going down 22-20 against the Roosters. It was an arm wrestle at McDonald Jones Stadium overnight, but the visitors gained the ascendancy off a lot of ruck speed with big performances from Joey Manu, Joseph Swalee and Daniel Tupou. Newcastle coach Adam O'Brien says the hip injury suffered by skipper Kalen Ponga early in the first half didn't help.
I could see he was in some discomfort, and speaking to the medical people on the sideline, they said we'll give it a crack at half time to try and get it going, and I can tell now his face, he's pale, he's in a lot of pain.
There's two games tonight, the Storm v Doggies before the Broncos derby with the Dolphins. Out in surfing, we're waiting to learn if competition continues today at the Margaret River Pro.